Hello and welcome to episode 20 of the Sasaga podcast. This one is a little different. I actually hesitated to record an episode that's basically all about me, but so many of you have been interested in my style coaching journey and transformation that I decided to share more of it with you. And I hope that this will give you some inspiration for transformation in your life. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, all will be revealed in this episode. Well, almost all. You're listening to the Sasaga podcast. I'm Helen Iwata, author of Eigo no Shigoto Jutsu, TEDx speaker and business communication skills coach. I'm here to help you build your communication skills and confidence for global business. Join me every Monday for simple and practical communication tips and techniques, interviews with inspiring guests, and answers to your questions. I'm so happy that you decided to listen to this episode, and I really hope that you're going to find some value in it, things that even though I'm talking about myself, there are things that you can learn for yourself. So my business right now is going extremely well. I have decades of experience. I work to build my communication skills expertise every day by taking courses, reading books, listening to podcasts, and putting what I learn into practice so that my clients and community benefit. And I have great relationships with my clients and those who support my work. One area that I'd neglected was my look. More than one person has said to me recently that they were fed up of seeing the same photos of me online. I had the same haircut for 6 years. I almost always wore a dark suit and blouse for business. It was boring. And if you've watched my 30 days of Q&A videos on presentation skills, you may have heard me talk about the importance of variety to keep people's attention. As human beings, our brains are wired to pay attention when things change in our environment. This is part of the survival mechanism from primitive times, because if there was something moving in the grass, it might mean danger. And this is why it's so easy to fall asleep when you have a presenter who stands almost motionless behind a lectern and has a monotonous voice. When a presenter moves around the stage, uses gestures, and varies her tone, her voice volume, speed, you pay more attention. So I find it quite funny now that I wasn't thinking about this and I was using the same look and wasn't grabbing attention. Now, if you're listening to this on Monday, May 27th, which is the day that it's released, you may have seen some of the photos of my journey and noticed some changes. And there's an earthquake. Oh, let me just pause for a moment. Okay, resuming recording after the building just started swaying. Everything is fine. So as I was saying, that you may have seen some of the photos of my journey on social media, you may have noticed some changes. Now, the big reveal will be a few days later, and I'll be showing the photos from the final photo shoot. So if you are interested, make sure that you are following the Sasaga Communications Facebook page or my Instagram, which is at Helen Iwata. It is going to be quite amazing. So I'd heard about Aya Jean's style coaching program and initially thought, oh, it would be great if I could do that one day. It was a significant financial investment and required hours of exercise, treatments, coaching, and homework to make the most of it. Then one day I was contacting Iogene about something unrelated, and I just suddenly thought the time was right. So I signed up. Have you ever experienced that, when logically you may be able to think of all sorts of reasons not to go ahead, but it just feels right? At those times, did you follow or ignore your intuition? I'm increasingly following my intuition, and I have to say it's working really well. Iogene offers her program over 3 months, but she also does an intensive version, which is usually for people who come from overseas for a limited period. And when we compared our calendars, we both have quite full calendars, it turned out that the best timing was for just 8 days from May 15th. Kitte. The week before that, I started using a running app and YouTube exercise videos to start getting in better shape. I never thought of myself as a runner, but I really like the app, and thanks to my daughter for telling me about that. I'm now running almost every day. Sometimes it's what's called a recovery run, sometimes it's a long run, and sometimes it's a speed run. My speed isn't that impressive, but it's better than I thought, and it keeps improving as I practice. And I love having the app's coach's voice in my ear to keep me motivated and keep me going. So what about you? Are you happy with your current exercise routine? If not, this could be a gentle trigger to start doing something different. I would say definitely start small and easy to keep it sustainable and keep it fun. So let me share with you some highlights from my style coaching journey. It started with Iogene visiting my home for a wardrobe check. She was horrified that I only had one handbag and one pair of heels. "How do you coordinate them with your outfits?" she said. Well, I just thought it made life easy not having to think about which bag or shoes to wear. She also noted that most of my wardrobe consisted of dark clothes. Well, having worked in corporate Japan for over 2 decades, I'd become accustomed to wearing black suits. But I realized on this journey that what I do now is not so much about fitting in. I speak on stage, like at the Nikkei Woman Expo the other day. I run workshops. I show up online, so maybe brighter colors could be a thing. We had to go shopping. So I bought more new clothes and accessories in one afternoon than I would normally in about 3 years. My daughter came and met us after school, and she was able to join in the fun, so that was great. And then over the following few days, I had all sorts of fun treatments that I had never experienced before in my life. One was a visit to an eyebrow salon. Some years ago, my daughter said something about someone's eyebrows being on fleek. I had no idea what she was talking about. I thought she was speaking English, but I had never heard of a fleek, and I didn't know what it meant to be on one. Now I know that this is an expression that's become more popular in the last 5 years or so, thanks to social media, and it means being perfectly executed. So now I'm delighted to say that my eyebrows are on fleek. I also visited a nail salon, and I now have purple and red nails, and they are pretty amazing. I wonder if I can say that my nails are on fleek too. I'm not so sure about that. Another highlight treatment was kurugi. So I don't know if you know this, it's Korean facial bone alignment. Some people had told me beforehand that it was painful. I didn't really find it so painful. I don't know, maybe I have a high pain threshold. I actually found the massage of the collarbone and the neck to be absolutely amazing, and I will definitely go back there. I also went to the gym with a personal trainer for a secret workout. It was incredible. Harry, the trainer, is so knowledgeable about weight training, fitness, and nutrition. And after the session, I felt incredibly strong and I really felt about 20 years younger. So I'll definitely be booking another session with Harry. And I had my hair cut. I have actually had my hair cut before. Iogene told me that the stylist would show me 3 styles that I could do with one haircut, one for business, one for casual, and one for special occasions. He actually showed me 5 different styles. I thought that was hugely impressive considering how short my hair was. How short it was after he cut it, that is. So many people have since complimented me on my new hairstyle or hairstyles. There were 2 other very special sessions. They were table manners with Tammy and walking with Olga. To be honest, I wasn't sure I needed these. I thought my table manners were reasonably okay and I could walk. Oh, how funny it is that we make judgments even before we've experienced something. I met Tammy at a lovely restaurant in Omotesando. And I don't know if you remember, recently we had a very heavy rain day. It was that particular day. We enjoyed a delicious multi-course lunch with champagne. And it really was wonderful chatting with Tammy, and from time to time she pointed out something about manners. And I have to admit that I wasn't the best at using a knife and fork. Maybe this is because I've been in Japan so long and rarely include a knife in the cutlery on the table. Actually, this reminds me of when in the very early days when I came to Japan and somebody said, we better take her to a family restaurant where they have knives and forks because she's a foreigner and she can't use chopsticks. It's so interesting, the assumptions that people make. So Tammy taught me the correct way to deal with an olive stone have you had that experience where you're eating some meat and there's a kind of gristly, nasty piece that you just want to spit out? Well, she taught me how to deal with that in an elegant way, which was quite amazing. And what was most amazing for me was actually the coffee etiquette. I'm British, so I do know about tea, but I had never realized that there was etiquette around the spoon and the direction of the coffee cup handle. Absolutely fascinating. So that was really fun and eye-opening, and I would definitely recommend it. Then later the same day, it was a full day. Every day was a full day. Later that same day, I had a walking lesson with Olga, who is a top international fashion model and has walked in most major fashion shows in Milan, Paris, New York, and Tokyo. We spent 30 minutes warming up the toes, ankles, and legs to be able to walk elegantly in the high heels that I bought during the shopping expedition with Iogene. I was so amazed when Olga took just one step. It was so elegant that I could immediately imagine she was on the runway. By the way, here's a fun bit of English for you. I was telling my parents, I video conference with my parents regularly, and I was telling them about the experience with Olga, and I mentioned the runway, and they both just looked really confused. They thought that I was talking about an airport runway. So they're more familiar with the term catwalk for that long, narrow stage where models walk, but there are 2 expressions in English. You can call it a catwalk or you can call it a runway. So the next time you find an English term that you don't know, don't worry. It even happens to native speakers of English. Now, Olga taught me 3 different walks, a casual walk, an elegant walk, and a sexy walk. And I have to say, it was very difficult. Keep straight up, don't move your shoulders, wiggle your hips more, bend your knees, cross your legs more, point your toes that way. And I was thinking about, I was telling some friends of mine that I would be doing this and that I would be wearing heels, And one of them sent me a video, which I'm sure you can search and find it, a video about fainting goats. So if you surprise goats, they kind of just go very stiff and fall over. And I kind of felt like I was going to do that wearing the heels too. Being coached by Olga really helped me to realize how my presentation skills students feel when I'm coaching them to do different things with their bodies while they still have to remember their presentation content. And again, this was much more valuable for me than I'd expected. It really helped me with my posture and to be more conscious of how I move. So, after all that and a few more treatments that I haven't gone into detail about, it was time for the final photo shoot. Iogene coached me on how to pose as a model, and I had to practice that for homework in the bathroom mirror. Again, this reminded me of what I tell my presentation students. You have to practice. And Iogene was a model for many years, and she ran her own modeling agency, so she really knows what she's talking about. The photo shoot was a lot of fun. My daughter joined us and we took some business photos, family photos, and some model type photos. I've never changed clothes so many times so quickly in my life. So, what have I learned from this style coaching experience? I would say five things. Number one, it's important for me to walk my talk. I talk about communication, and the messages we send visually are a huge part of communication. Number two, I know how my presentation skills students feel when they're learning something new. Number three, I have great respect for models now that I realize how much they have to practice their walk and poses. Number four, shopping can be fun. And number five, there is more to coffee cups than I thought. So remember that if you are interested to actually see what I've been talking about in this episode, you can enjoy photos and videos on the Sasaga Communications Facebook page and on Instagram. And in fact, on Instagram, if you click on the My New Style Highlights button under my profile, that's at Helen Iwata, you can see a compilation that takes you through the journey with various photos and videos, and there's some little things that you can vote on. It's really quite fun. So this episode of the Sasaga podcast has been a bit different. So if you're listening to this for the first time, maybe go and have a listen to some of the other ones if you want more that's around specific communication skills. I would love to know what you thought about this episode. What did you learn? What are you taking from my transformation that you can use in your transformation? You can contact me through social media or email me at info@sasagacommunications.com. I would love to hear from you. And cue music and closing words. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Sasaga podcast. If you found this episode valuable, please leave me a review on iTunes. I want to help as many people in Japan as possible to communicate clearly and confidently so that they can get great results in global business, make their best contribution, and feel fabulous. When you leave a positive review in English or 日本語でも大丈夫ですよ, more people can find the Sasaga podcast. Simply search for the Sasaga podcast in iTunes, select ratings and reviews, and write a review. And tell me what is the most valuable about the podcast for you. And if you're serious about building your communication skills and confidence for global business, here are four ways that I can help you. Number one, follow me on Facebook to turn your social media feed into a source of learning and inspiration. search for Sasaga Communications and click like to get notifications. And I would love it if you would like or comment so that I know that you find the post valuable. Number two, subscribe to Sasaga Tips for You. This is my free weekly newsletter for communication tips and resources to keep you learning, inspired, and informed. Go to sasagacommunications.com/subscribe. Number three, join the Sasaga Circle. We open our doors to this educational, supportive, and fun online group only a few times a year. Are you on the waiting list to be notified? Week after week, our members are realizing how easy it is to communicate more clearly and confidently, learning new skills and putting them into practice in a safe environment in our group, as well as in their workplaces. We love hearing their success stories. If you want to build your communication skills and confidence for global business consistently, even with a busy schedule, simply search for Sasaga in hiragana and Sakuru in katakana. Then get on the wait list. And number four, register for the Start Strong Presentation Skills class. Get maximum results in minimum time in this 90-minute class with no more than 6 participants. Go to sasagacommunications.com/start-strong and register for your class now. Happy communicating!